Today we're going to explore the different reasons for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. In Parshas Emor, after Hashem commands the Bnei Israel about the mitzvah of the holiday of Pesach, then there's a discussion about the Korban Omer. Hashem says to speak, this is Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Tes, V'Dibur Hashem Moshe Lemor, D'Rav Bnei Israel, V'Amarta Lehem, Kisavol La'oret, Sher Nino Sein Lachem, U'Ktsartim Es Ktsira, that when you enter to the Eretz Yisrael, you should harvest, and V'Avesem Es Om Rishis Kiyur Chem Al-Kohen, and then you should bring the Korban Omer, and it discusses this ritual. And after this ritual, after this Korban, then you can eat the new grain, right? The Pasuk Yudal, V'Lechem Mekali V'Chamer Lo Tzuchlu, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, Ad HaVichem Es Korban Elokecha, that you can only eat the new grain after you bring this korban. And then in the next section, the Torah says, "Usfartim lachem marchos haShabbos yom v'chem es omer tenufa sheva Shabbos olz timotiena." You should count from the day after Shabbos, which we understand to be the day after the first day of Pesach. So from the second day of Pesach, you count sheva Shabbos olz, count 7 weeks. Then until the day after the seventh week, you're counting 50 days. And then you should bring an offering, a mincha chadash, a new mincha to Hashem. And it goes through the korban for a few psukim, the various korbanos brought on this holiday, which we call Shavuos. And then in Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk says that this day is a mikra kodesh, kol melach sofer lo sasu, this day is holy, don't do any malacha. And then the final Pasuk of this section of counting Sfiras HaOmer, the Korban and the Yom Tov of Shavuos, is Uvukutzuchem is Ksirat Sachem. When you harvest your land, Los Chale Pasat Chab Kutzracha, don't cut off the corners of your field. Velaket Kitzircha Los Laket, Leniv Lager Tzavosam. So you should leave the Peah and the Leket to the poor people. Now, so this whole section of counting the Omer is connected with the Korban of Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, and this mitzvah of Peah and Leket, agricultural, I guess, tzedakah, agricultural gifts to the poor when you harvest your crop. Why are we obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer? What's the purpose? What's the goal? What's the rationale behind the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? I'd like to suggest three different approaches. The first approach is found in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes, in Parshas Emor Mitzvah Shinvav, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, what's the root of the mitzvah? Al Tzad HaPshad, of course, the simple understanding, Lefi Shekol Ikaron Shal Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah, the main essence of Klal Yisrael is what? The Torah. Ubnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Va'aretz V'Yisrael, and heaven and earth and the Jewish people were created for the Torah. Uchmosh Kasuv, as it's written, Yim Lo Brisi Yom V'Laila, and he quotes a pasuk that, not for my covenant, he wouldn't have created day and night. The main reason why the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt is that they would receive the Torah and they would observe it. Just like Hashem told Moshe, and this is the sign, that I have sent you. When you take people out, the goal is what? Serve God on this mountain. What does it mean on this mountain? That the goal is, says the Sefer Chinuch, Shetekablu HaTorah, that you should accept the Torah, Shia Ikar Gadol, this is the main reason, Shebishvil Zeh Nigalim, why we were redeemed. He Tachlis Torah Shalhem, this is the main goodness, the main purpose, the good of the redemption. And this is an Inyan Gadol, he says, Yotem Menachemut Mabdut, this is more important than freedom from slavery. So the main goal of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is the Matan Torah, Ubibnei Kain. Because of this, says the Sefer HaChinuch, ki he kol ikaran shel Yisrael uvavura nigalu valu l'chol dula shalu eleha. That because of this, the Jewish people were redeemed and they achieved all their greatness. Nitzavenu limnos imarchos yom tov shel Pesach yom nitzias haTorah. We were commanded to count from the day after the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach until the giving of the Torah. Laros benafshinu achivus hakadol yom hanichbar nichsaf lilibenu. They were counting with our souls the great desire to this day is so dear to our hearts. Ke'eved yishavtzeh, like the servant, like a slave wants shade, and we're constantly counting. And therefore, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, again, the purpose of our freedom was Matan Torah. So Sfiras HaOmer is telling us that Pesach was really only step one of the major goal, which is what? The goal of freedom is Matan Torah. That's one goal of the count. Second goal, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says the following. Usfartim Lachem. Omro Lachem. Why is Usfartim Lachem? Count for yourselves. Litzav Shiatzav Hashem Lispor Sheva Shabbosos. Hashem commanded us to count 7 weeks. Why? He cites the Zohar. Ki Litzad Shayu Betumas Yitzrayim V'ratzah Hashem Lizdavig La'uma Zu. Hashem wanted to make a zivug. Hashem, we were in a state of tuma in Egypt. We were in a spiritual level, a very low spiritual level in Egypt. Hashem wanted to make a zivug to join with us, with this nation. So Danba Kimishpat Nida. So we're treated like Anida, Shadina Lispor Zainakim. That after a woman is Anida and she bleeds, so then she has to count Shiva Nakiyam. So Vitziva Shi Yasapru Sheva Shabasos, and he commanded we should count 7 weeks. So just like a kala, before she goes to the chuppah, she makes sure she's clean for 7 days, and then she goes to the mikvah. If she was in an impure state, vagam ki sham zayin yamim kan zayin shavuos. Even though there, with a woman who's going to be permitted to her husband and marry him in the chuppah, that's 7 days, and here we have 7 weeks. Let's start haflagas atuma vagam yosef mechalos yisrael. He says that, well, the tumah that we had when we were in Egypt was so significant. So therefore, Hashem knew that this is what we should do. Not 7 days, but 7 weeks. And he goes on to say that that's why it says, Usfartem lochem. You should count for yourselves. Perish sibas svira zohi l'sibaschem l'tarashem. The goal is for us, for the Jewish people, to prepare us to receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, and he says, that's why also, we don't start counting from the first day of Pesach. Because he says that the first day, we were still partially in Egypt. And if you need 7 complete weeks of total impurity, we need 7 weeks from when we were not in Egypt. The first day, we were in Egypt. We were partially in Egypt. So therefore, we start counting from the second day, when we left Egypt. And again, Usfartim Lachem, this is similar to Rashi's understanding in Parshas Bereishis. When Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for you, Rashi says, what, Lahana Ascha Tovascha? Hashem says, go to Eretz Yisrael for your benefit, for your goodness. It'll be good for you. Similarly, Usfartim Lachem, we should count for ourselves, that we should prepare ourselves to purify ourselves. Just like, and that's what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes at the end. He said, even though this was in Pesach Mitzrayim, but he says, Hashem commands us each and every year that we should try to purify ourselves from Pesach to Shavuos, to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. In fact, the Sfas Emes writes that points out that the Korban Omer is made of barley, animal food, and the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread that we bring on Shavuos, is made of Machal Adam, right? Made of wheat, of human food. So we purify ourselves from the lowly state that we were on Pesach to the holier state that we are on Shavuos, we're ready to accept the Torah. So the goal of this transition, this time period when we're counting, is when we count, we want to prepare ourselves, purify ourselves, prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. Maybe also, Sfira may also be connected to Sapir, Yecheskel, and Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav, among other places. It talks about the Hashem's chariot has an Even Sapir, a sapphire. That the goal is that we want to purify ourselves, but radiate ourselves. So we should be radiant like a sapphire. We want to prepare ourselves. We're going from being like a lowly person to be so pure, so bright, so shiny. So Sfartem, we're cleansing ourselves as we prepare for Matan Torah. That's the second approach. First approach, to make us aware that the goal is not Pesach. The goal of Pesach, that's really step one. The real goal is Shavuos. The second part is that not just our goal is to get from Pesach to Shavuos, is that the goal is to purify ourselves like the Jewish people did from Pesach when they left to Shavuos because they were in a low level of Tuma. The Sfarno takes a different tact. Sfarno says, Yisrael Dibur Chag HaShavuos Bin Omer says that he begins when the Torah is discussing the holiday of Shavuos, it begins talking about the Omer. It's all in the same section. Because really, that's when the harvesting begins with the Omer. And Usfiras HaShavuos, and the counting of the Shavuos, of the weeks. That's part of the Chag HaKatzir, the holiday of the harvest. So Chag HaShavuot is called holiday of the weeks. Shavuot Nasan Hodala Kel Yisparach Al Shavuot Chukos Katzir. That, and during this holiday, we give thanks to Hashem on the weeks of that we're engaged in harvesting. Sheshamar Lanu, Hashem protected for us. Ki Amna Mechuvedes Mekavanos HaRgalim Hema Tefilah V'Alda. One of the goals of the holidays is a time of prayer and a time of thanksgiving. Kamo B'moed Chodesh HaAviv. Just like when we, during the holiday of the spring holiday, Pesach, HaTefilah L'Kel Al Aviv, we daven to Hashem that you should have a good spring. And Hoda L'Cheres, we thank God for freedom. Ubios Ki Hatzlachas HaKatzer Tia Kfi Mezeg Mezeg Hazman Matchelet HaAviv Ad HaKatzir. And the success of the harvest will depend on the temperature from the, sorry, mitchila saviv, from the beginning of spring until the harvest. Haya omer hoda al aviv. So therefore, the korban omer is a thanksgiving on the spring. And haya hako korban imo letfila al haatid. And the korban that's brought with it is a prayer for the future. Now we get to sfiras omer. He says, v'haisa hasfira zikaron letfilas yom yom. The counting is a remembrance of tefillah, davening every day for a good harvest. V'yachag haKatzir hoda al tova katzir, and the holiday of the harvest is a thanksgiving on the good harvest. V'chag asif, and we do the holiday of gathering. And sukkos is al tova asif, is of the goodness when we gather. So according to this third approach, that the daily reminder of that the sphere is a daily reminder of that we should be davening for the harvest. We want to pray for a good harvest, and Shavuos is an expression of gratitude for the harvest. Now the Baitusim did not agree with the when we're supposed to start counting. The Gemara Menachos Daf Samachay Amud Aleph says that the Baitusim would say Atzeres Achar Shavuos. The Atzeres always have to fall out on Sunday. That they interpret Mimachos to Shabbos literally. That whenever Pesach is, so whenever Pesach falls out, then you count to the next. Let's say Pesach falls out on Wednesday, so then you count. You start counting to Shavuos the following Sunday, and then you celebrate Shavuos 7 weeks after that. If Pesach, the first day of Pesach falls out on Tuesday, again, you're going to start counting the following Sunday. No matter when Pesach falls out, you count the following Sunday, and so that Shavuos will always fall out on Sunday. So the Gemara actually talks about it. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, this is silly. Where do you get this from? And no one will respond. Except one person responded that Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisraelu. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. And he knew that Shavuos is one day. So v'tikna achar Shabbos mit angim shnei yamim. Now some of us may not like a 2-day yomtov, but he said that Jews love a two days of rest. So Moshe intentionally made Shavuos follow the day of Shabbos. So according to Baitusim, though, they don't connect the physical aspect of Shavuos with the spiritual aspect of Shavuos. In other words, Shavuos is a Chag HaKatzir, is a holiday of the harvest. It's also a holiday when we receive the Torah. But according to the Baitusim, they don't connect the two because they'll start counting the Sunday following the first day of Pesach. So it won't always fall out on Vav Sivan. So they don't connect the physical and the spiritual reasons of Shavuos. However, the Perushim, the traditional Jews, they believe that Pesach is connected to Shavuos in both spirit and nature. It's a time, right? It's a time where we went from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, and also it's the beginning of the spring until the harvest. Historically, the Bnei Yisrael, and you think about the connection, that historically, the Bnei Yisrael were freed, and that's a good beginning. They're freed from Egypt. But it's only a precursor to Matan Torah, just like the growth of crops are good in the beginning. Chag Aviv, it's good that springtime and the crops are growing, but it's only as a precursor to when you actually harvest them. So it's only the beginning of spring is only good if you take advantage and do what's necessary at the end of spring, harvest the crops, or spiritually accept the Torah. Now, the last pasuk of this section that begins with the mitzvah of counting the Omer and then the ritual and the holiday of Shavuos says, talks about the mitzvahs of Leket and Peah. Now, the problem with that is, in Vayikra, Perek Yotes, Psukim Tes, and Pasuk Tes, the Torah already said, a few parshas ago, Uvakutzuchem, as this is, I think, in Kedoshim, Uvakutzuchem is Ktsiratzuchem, Lo Sechaleh, Pasat Chalik Tzor, Leket Tzor, Lo Tzlakeit. The Torah already told us about the mitzvahs of Peah and Leket. So why is it repeating it here in the context of the holiday of Shavuos? So the Sforno says, after we give thanks on the harvest and the success, here are mitzvahs lekiyum hamamon hamusak batzlacha v'tzivah leket peah. Hashem commanded us that you know you had a good harvest. If you want to make sure you keep the crops and you continue to be blessed by Hashem to have a good crop, you need to follow the mitzvahs of the chesed mitzvahs associated with farming, the mitzvahs of leket and peah. That our success not only depends on counting the sfira or davening, but it's also by performing acts of chesed associated with the agriculture. However, the Meshech Chachma gives another approach. The Meshech Chachma says, Ki teidun, ki matan Torah batzeres lo yarak al chukim. You should know that matan Torah and Shavuot is not only on the ritual laws, kashrut, Shabbos, ki im al hanimusim muskalim. It was also on the ethics, rational behaviors, mitzvos ben amachaver, kamon chanina lani velager, like being kind to the poor and to the stranger. Kibelo emunah b'Hashem, without faith in God, alul shekol hadam lios keparitz chayos. The person can simply be like a wild animal. Lo yachmov lo yisab pnei aviv. He's not going to have mercy on anyone. And lochein amar kibechag atzeres tachogol matan Torah. Therefore, Hashem said in the context of the holiday of Shavuos, when we're celebrating giving of the Torah, lo achokim l'va. It's not only that we accept the Torah about ritual law. Ki im galahom musagim esecha. We are also on concepts related to our seichel, to our mind, and to our brain. In other words, mitzvos, chesed, bidam lachaveru. That's why bechutzchem tzchiras sechem, etc. Why? Because ani Hashem lokechem. I am Hashem your God, and therefore observe these mitzvos as well. Now, the Meshech Chachma points out again that the Matan Torah is not only about chukim but also about ethics and morality. Therefore, on Shavuos, the holiday of the Torah, it's important to remind us to do chesed. Those are two different approaches. That's why we have this last one pasuk. Either because this is a condition to success, these agricultural mitzvos, or to connect to Matan Torah. Matan Torah is about ethics and morality. And now, if we bring it all together, perhaps we can argue that the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to work towards Shavuos, to purify ourselves in prayer and also in the mitzvos, in these mitzvos, uvekutzrachem, eskisiratzachem, when you harvest, to leave peah and leket. And the goal is, as we purify ourselves, we go from Pesach to Shavuos during this counting period, we're davening for success, and we're also doing chesed and mitzvos. And hopefully we can arrive at Shavuos recognizing that the purpose of freedom is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving God, is not only involved in the chukim, but also in acts of kindness like leket and peah.